Hi everybody, welcome to episode 8 of Talk of the Town End with me, your host Tom Harrison. Episode 8 is going to be a thank you to Simon Grayson. Once again, thanks very much for listening. You can get in touch with me on Twitter at talk of the AKTE. So, the king is dead. Long live the king. Simon Grayson departs Deepdale after 4 years in charge, four and a half seasons as manager of Preston North End. He came in on the 18th of February 2013, a few days after Graham Wesley was sacked following the defeat at Yeovil Town. The first game after Wesley was sacked was the 16th of February, and John Dreyer took charge when we played Bournemouth and beat them at Deepdale 2-0 from memory. So Simon Grayson was then appointed on the 18th, and his first game in charge was Swindon Town away, followed by Milton Keynes Dons away, picking up two draws in his first two matches, which were both away from home. Fast forward four and a bit years, and his last game in charge was the 1-0 final day loss to Wolverhampton Wanderers at the back end of last season. His overall record, played 235 games, won 104, drew 74, lost only 57, and he leaves Preston with a very impressive 44.3% win ratio. If you look at points accrued, it's 1.61, and this is only bettered by David Moyes and Billy Davis on what I'd say is a like-for-like basis, i.e. having managed over 150 league games for PNE. So, the 4.5 years that he managed PNE, after taking over in the February 2013, I don't think it would be unfair to say that we saw progress on and off the pitch as each year passed. He came in during the 2012-2013 season when we were very much heading for the trapdoor under Mr. Wesley's stewardship. He managed to stabilise us. We went on to finish 14th that season. The following season, he certainly put his stamp on the team. The 13-14 season, we finished 5th with 85 points, failing in the playoff semi-finals, losing to Rotherham, of course. The following season, 2014-15, we finished 3rd on 89 points, which was 2 points behind Milton Keynes Dons. But I'm sure most people will remember, although they'll probably want to forget, the last day defeat at Colchester, which if Preston had have won, then we would have gone up automatically. But in the end, it all worked out for the best because everyone had a fantastic day at Wembley when we beat Swindon Town 4-0. With a Jermaine Beckford hat-trick, the highlight of that performance. The following season, which saw us return back to the Championship for the first time in 6 seasons, saw us finish in a very respectable 11th place with 62 points on the board. Subsequent to that, MK Dons were actually relegated that same season. They obviously finished higher than us in the division, but were relegated, whereas Preston were well clear of the relegation zone. And then Simon Grayson's final season, which is that just gone, 16-17, saw us finish once again 11th, once again with 62 points. Although a run of one win from the last 7 matches of that season certainly should have been bettered in my opinion. And it could have, at one stage it certainly looked as though we were challenging for a late playoff surge. But it wasn't to be. So those were the 4.5 seasons that Simon Grayson managed Preston North End. 2.5 seasons in League One. 2 full seasons in the Championship. I've tried to think back highlights and low points during Simon Grayson's tenure at Preston. I'll deal with the highlights first of all. So the standout highlight is, of course, the 24th of May 2015, Wembley, La Decima, playoff, heartache banished at the 10th time of asking. A Jermaine Beckford hat-trick, It really was a fantastic day, and it's something which I'm sure will live long in the memory of many Preston fans, and also the squad that played for us that season, and that Wembley final squad. In addition, beating Blackpool in the League Cup when we were in League One and they were in the Championship, that certainly, in my opinion, started the rot for them, and it's been progress for Preston since, and that the Blackpool have dropped further and further. So I think we certainly had a hand in kicking that all off in 2013. And another highlight for me was in our first season back in the Championship, which would have been 15-16, was going to Turf Moor in I think it was December time, and getting a victory, a very well deserved victory on that occasion, when I think a lot of people would have expected Burnley to beat Preston. We've obviously seen some quality players at Preston during Simon Grayson's tenure. The standout performer, I think, for me, although we only saw him for 5 months, has to be Jordan Pickford. Arguably the greatest, I don't want to say greatest of all time, but the greatest goalkeeper I think I've seen in terms of my lifetime at Preston. Some of the saves he made were absolutely unbelievable, and it was no surprise when he moved to Everton this summer for such a substantial amount of money. Looking now at the low points, there hasn't really been that many in my opinion. I've got three standout low points. The first, I think everyone would expect, is the playoff defeat in Simon Grayson's first full season in League One with us. He came in obviously three quarters of the way through a season, but the first full season losing to Rotherham really was a kick in the teeth. And that was obviously a big disappointment. The second one is... last season when we lost to Brentford very early on, we were absolutely hammered down at Brentford, and we'd had another poor slow start to the season, and I think one or two people were suggesting that this is perhaps as far as Simon Grayson has taken us, and if we want to stay in the division and push on, it might be time to move him on. But ultimately, he turned it round, and we had another very respectable 11th place finished. And I think the last point is probably the end to last season. I think it really was a disappointing end. It promised so much around February time, and then we went on a terrible run after beating Bristol City at Deepdale so convincingly 5-0. We then didn't pick up another victory for the rest of the campaign, the remaining 7 matches. So that's really, I think, the lowest points I can think of. So overall, I'm sure a number of people have their views on Simon Grayson. Some people would never really talk to him. I think a lot of people criticise his defensive tactics. But I think we were starting to see the team progressing. It's just disappointing that we're probably not going to see that this season with Simon Grayson, but we might see that with the new man that's coming. So whatever I think people think about his departure, the poaching of McGeady, although he's obviously not our player, and the expected poaching of Jordan Hugel, I don't think anyone could argue that we haven't seen progress at Preston under the last 4 years. He came in, he steadied the ship at a very dark time in our history, and he revitalised the club, the supporters, the coaching staff, and smashed the playoff hoodoo in 2015. And for that, in my opinion, Simon Grayson will go down as one of the top three Preston managers, certainly in my lifetime. He will, in my opinion, always be welcomed back to Preston, and rightly so. So thanks very much, Simon Grayson. The king is dead. Long live the king. Let's see what happens with Mr. Neil. Thanks very much for listening, guys. And if there's any questions or queries, send them to me at Twitter, at Talk of the AKTE. Thanks again.